MSNBC's Wallace, right-wing culture is a toxic stew of brazen anti-Semitism, enthusiastic violence. By Pam Key on October 25, 2022. MSNBC anchor Nicole Wallace said Tuesday on Deadline that right-wing culture is a toxic stew of brazen anti-Semitism and enthusiastic violence while discussing companies cutting ties with rapper Kanye West after his anti-Semitic comments. Wallace said, "The Republican Party in America has been entirely silent on the issue, despite its role in elevating Kanye West to conservative superstardom. Now, the GOP also faces a choice, issue a better late than never condemnation, or greenlight Kanye West's toxic position and anti-Semitism, so it further takes root inside GOP circles and the electorate." She continued, "That is that toxic stew of the right-wing culture of brazen anti-Semitism, enthusiastic violence and a set of policies on the right that are enthusiastic about, as we talked about in the last block, armed supporters protecting their space, literally and figuratively." Wallace added, "When we look at protecting everybody from the most virulent strains of extremism and hatred, we used to be able to count on the leaders of the parties to referee the most odious content. It mattered not because the leaders of the Republican Party matter, but it served as refereeing what was acceptable and what was not, where the imaginary lines are. With their complicity on the Access Hollywood tape and good people on both sides of the KKK rally, the Republicans have abandoned any role of refereeing. When you see the replacement theory show up on a mass shooter's manifesto, when you see Kanye West show up on Tucker Carlson and elected Republican leaders are there the very next night, they're greenlighting the mainstreaming of hate and extremism." She concluded, "We checked before we came on the air. As of 3:50, the House Judiciary Republicans had a post on Twitter that says this: Kanye, Elon, Trump. This is who they are." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.